Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome. Special welcome to Pete, Christine, their two little ones. Great to have you with us today. So I've got a special treat in store also for the children's time. I was commuting here, of course, from Tiano this morning. Absolutely beautiful, stunning day with the sun shining until we come past Balfour and start heading toward here. And the temperature plummets from 7 to 6. But it's a beautiful drive and wonderful just to be able to spend some time with the Lord and appreciating all that He has made. Yesterday, Lynn Hall and I were privileged to be part of the Southern Presbytery gathering, because it's a little bit more than their AGM. And I have to say, my first Presbyterian-type gathering like that, very inspiring. It was actually quite exciting to sense a kind of an authentic searching for what God might be wanting to say to us all and do. And it was really quite an emphasis on mission. One of the highlights was to hear of the pastor from the Brazilian congregation at Queenstown, and I think he nailed it. He said, in essence, what we've really got to do, we're all looking for the magic bullet to reach people for God. He said, the magic bullet, this is a loose interpretation, is that we open our mouths and share something about Jesus with people, and we share the gospel with them, and trust that the Holy Spirit will do in their hearts what He wants to do. And I thought, how profound. You know, we're looking for some special method. And he said, no, it's people talking about the wonderful things of God. So this morning, as we gather together, I want to read to you from Psalm 66, a call to worship this morning, from the Passion Translation. If you've never heard of it, you're about to. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to God. No, that's not there. It's not there yet. Sing your songs, tune to His glory. Tell the world how wonderful He is. For He's the awe-inspiring God, great and glorious in power. We've never seen anything like Him. I like that little bit. We've never seen anything like Him. Mighty in miracles, causing your enemies to tremble. No wonder they all surrender and bow before you. All the earth will bow down to worship. All the earth will sing your glories forever. Pause in His presence. Everyone will say, come and see the incredible things God has done. It will take your breath away. He multiplies miracles for His people. He made a highway going right through the Red Sea. And as the Hebrews each passed over on dry ground, exploding with joyous excitement over the miracles of God. Do you like that language? Yes. I love it. I think it brings something of the familiar of the Psalms with that sense of joy and an expression of praise. God is wonderful. And so often we think of God as being the great, awesome God out there, which He is, but He's also this wonderful God who lives within His people. And what an incredible privilege it is for us to come together to worship. So I invite you to stand as we sing, "To God Be the Glory," this morning.